California Senator Alex Padilla and other Democratic lawmakers are making a push to reintroduce the John R. Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act ahead of the 60th anniversary of the landmark Voting Rights Act of 1965. Padilla says it's an honor to support the measure, and not just because the late Congressmember and civil rights leader John Lewis was Padilla's friend,
but because he reminded us that our vote, while sacred, was never guaranteed. Our right to vote survives because good people continue to show up, to speak out, and to cause good trouble when necessary. And we could all use a little bit of John Lewis's courage right now to push back on this administration's brazen attacks on our right to vote.
He says the measure would build a firewall against attacks on the right to vote. It would protect minority communities from discriminatory voting practices by requiring that jurisdictions with a history of voting rights violations get approval before changing their election laws. It also provides protections for election workers against threats and intimidation.
You've heard it before. Blatant, partisan gerrymandering being directed from the South Lawn of the White House. Never would I have imagined, but that's what we're up against. The weaponization of the Department of Justice, and specifically their voting rights section, to set up the purging of voter rolls. And the Trump administration encouraging, egging on election deniers in every corner of the country.
The measure has little chance of becoming law given the Republican majorities in Congress, but it still sends a clear message about the Democrats' agenda on voting rights at a time of renewed debate over the future of American elections. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.